Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Crispy Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to Survivor, David vs. Goliath recap right here on the podcast. Sorry about yesterday. There was a little emergency that happened, and I just had to deal with it. And we are back today, and next week we'll be back to normal, back to our normal regular scheduled programming here on Everything Marvel TV. So I apologize. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are not mad. I did not post up yesterday, but hey, these things happen, and you know it's understandable. Also, I want to ask you guys a question right now, right here, right now on the podcast. You guys want me to do a preseason podcast for Survivor 38 when we get closer into Survivor mode somewhere in maybe beginning of January, just before Amazing Race 31 airs. I don't even know when that's going to be airing. Obviously, I don't know when Amazing Race 31 is going to be airing. That was not confirmed yet. I've been looking, but nothing. But if you guys want me to do the Survivor thing, I can do it in December sometime after the season's over. We can do like a preseason look and see what you guys think. So I do have some of the cast members. There's four missing on that list. There's four missing, so I don't know what is going on, but this is rumors. We're gonna go through it with rumors at the time, but maybe by finale we'll know what's going on with season 38, which is supposed to be Survivor Edge of Extinction, which is an interesting name. Honestly, that is a really interesting name, but we'll get into that in December. We'll talk about that. Just let me know on Twitter or Instagram if you'd like me to do that in December as a podcast for you guys. But I could probably come out with some content for you guys out of that, so you know I could do that for you guys. Let me know. Anyways, and an update on TAR, the Amazing Race 31 will be airing sometime in the spring. So it won't be in January. It will be more than likely in the spring. So I'm going to be covering three shows in the springtime. I will be doing Amazing Race 31, Survivor 38, Edge of Extinction, IFS, that is the actual name of Survivor, and then Big Brother Canada 7 as well. It's going to be a busy season for me in the spring, especially, and then, of course, the other podcasts with the Power Rangers podcast and then Music City as well will be back on the air as well. But so let's get right into it. We're down 11 now at this point. We are now at 11 castaways left, if I'm correct. I think it is 11. Don't get me wrong. I believe the 10. Okay, so last week was the 8th voted out, and that. Okay, so hang on a second. Oh yeah, because then we don't add on the other two. Because technically, Jeff said 10th person voted out Survivor and the third member of the jury this week. And I'm thinking, 10th person voted out? Because don't forget, we had one medically evacuated, and the other one quit due to an injury. Bye, obviously. So Pat got injured. Pat got hurt. Sorry, Pat did get injured. What am I saying? Pat got injured, and then obviously, Bai quit because of her injury. So, two injuries, obviously. But I don't know why Jeff would be saying the 10th person voted out and the third member of the jury when we've only had 8 people voted out of the game, technically, because 2 of them either got medevac or they quit the game, obviously. And we haven't had to quit for a while. I never really thought of it when Bai quit that week that we covered the episode. I just did not really mention when the last person that has has quit the game. I don't really think I've ever mentioned that the quitters. We haven't had a quitter for the longest time. It has been a while, actually. I just cannot believe it. I haven't really thought about it. That's going a long way back since the last time there was someone that quit the game, obviously. There was someone quit. It was in Survivor. Danwell Del Sur was the last one that voluntarily quit the game, obviously. So, and who was that? I don't know. It was Julie. She was feeling depressed, seeing the loved ones, and all that. And then her boyfriend, John Rocker, was the limit. So that was obviously a Blood versus Water 2 season, obviously. So she ended up made a decision to quit the game, obviously, on day 18 of the game. And then, of course, Lindsay, Colton, Dina, who else did we have? Nyanka and Kelly quit. Kathy quit in Micronesia, fan for his favorites. Gary quit the game. He feared he cracked his ribs. And then Janelle quit. And then before that was two quitters, Jenna Maraska and Sue as well. Sue Hawk from Borneo, which is going a long way back. The OG of Survivor. And I can fairly say I have been watching Borneo. And then, of course, Pearl Islands, which was the very first quitter. Austin quit the game. That was the first ever quitter on Survivor that we ever have seen. But I just did not really think of it, you know? I just did not really, really, really think about it in a way that when Bai quit, this is the first quit we've had since season 29 of Survivor. So I never really, really thought about that. So why am I talking about this? It's because the numbers, the way things are said on Survivor, like when Jeff said 10th person voted out, there was no 10 people that have been voted out of the game. There wasn't. It was 8 people been voted out. 2, 1 got medevaced, the other one quit. So technically that is not a vote out. In my opinion, that is not a vote out, in my own opinion. We have 8 more people to get out. 7 more people at least to get out. So that'll be like a 10-person jury if that was the case, if they were to do that. But, wait a second. 8 plus 3, 9, 10, 11. That's a big jury. That's a really big jury. 11-person jury? I don't know if that's going to make any sense. 7 would be more logical. And then plus the 3 that already voted out this week. That'd be a 10-person jury. That wouldn't be bad. But then, of course, what my opinion, honestly, on the jury situation with Survivor, they should actually have a smaller amount of jury members. I know I realize they're doing the merge very early now in the game. They do the jury very, very early. A little bit, not very early, but earlier than usual. I would like to see it a little bit like day 20 or day 22 or, you know, day 21, day 22, day 23 at the most. I like to see the merge happen there a little bit. But also I would like to actually, I'd rather actually see a final 2. I would like to see the final 2 again. Which probably, mind you, it'll never happen. There will never be another final 2 ever in the history of Survivor. I don't think. In my opinion, there will never be a final 2 as well. So, Davey said it is season 37. It is to where you can't, you know, take things personal. True. It's true. Also, Davey happy he got out. Who was it? Who got out? John, obviously. Right, the mayor of Slamtown, John Hennigan. I was kind of shocked the fact that John got voted out. And this week's vote out, I was shocked too. And I will talk about that as we get there. So Allison wished that, you know, she had an idol or a advantage. Christian and Gabby going out. Gabby and Christian. I flip the script and the vote, and then Allison wants to, you know, win this game. So obviously, I guess she has to do jury management. She mentioned something about jury management as well. Alex said, you know, that, you know, the votes were flipped. Dan played the idol on the wrong person. That's what Dan said. He played the idol on the wrong person. I don't know why in the world he would play the damn idol on, who was it? Angelina. I'm thinking, what the hell are you, why are you listening to her? Really, you're not supposed to, you should have saved it for yourself. I thought you weren't going to tell anybody about the idols. I know there was two idols. I was actually watching it here in my studio, and I was wiping things off the whiteboard so often. It was like, okay, I'm gonna write this down. Oh, I gotta erase this down. And like, I had to keep on changing the everything on the whiteboard to keep track of the idols and the vantages. And trust me, it is pretty empty now. As of now, after this week's episode, it is pretty empty now on the board. So lots has happened, and we're gonna talk about it. So he feels unwanted, unappreciated. Dan said he feels left out. Kara said Dan is getting, he's getting emotional. Dan is bringing her down with her game, obviously. Also, she knew this day would come where she would have to separate herself from Dan in order to win this game. So, obviously, she is ready to separate herself from Dan in this game, obviously. And then, so the reward challenge, they have to go through obstacles. They are going to have to retrieve a bag, obviously, with number tiles, obviously. And then they will have to kind of figure out the combination, which will release a key. From there, once they release the key, they will unlock a snake puzzle. They will actually have a snake puzzle. Once they finish, they have to do the snake puzzle. Once they're done that, the first team to do that wins reward. They were divided into teams of five, obviously, and there is 11 people that was left in the tribe. So what does that mean? Like, what does that really mean? Like, somebody's not going to be competing. So it was a Bola burger bar. They had cheeseburgers, bacon burgers, cooked to their liking. They had cold beer, soft drinks. So obviously purple had Angelina, Allison, Gabby, Christian, and Nick. Orange had Mike, Davey, Alec, Dan, and Kara. And then obviously Carl did not pick anything. They picked the wrong rock. So he is not going to be competing. He could not win reward this week. So it was pretty intense. So I'm not going to go into all the details. I'm just going to speed up a little bit here, as I was yabbering a lot in this podcast, and I have only a limited time on a podcast normally. Well, now we're going to have a normal time, but Gabby was good. Okay, so obviously, who won the reward? Let's go right into who won the reward. I just don't, like, I feel dumb. It feels dumb that I go through, okay, this person did that, that person did that. Obviously, they were close for a while, and then I think it was Orange that got ahead for a while. They were like in the lead, and then Purple caught up, and then obviously it was who was it? It was Orange who won the reward. It was Alec, Kara, Mike, Dan, and Davey. I guess they won reward. And then Gabby said they are going to, they're gonna get the Goliaths on the. She said get the Goliaths on the good side. Obviously, she's trying to get them on the good side of things. Gabby's big move was writing Angelina's name down, which is true. But Angelina did not go home, obviously. Then Allison also been... So Allison was saying she wants to get out Dan. So obviously that is a big thing. She wants to get out Dan at this point. And that is huge. That is huge to get out Dan. So obviously they have to, stay David strong. So obviously they want to keep the David very much, very, very, very strong in this game. And then Mike was trying to, keep Goliath strong. And then obviously they have to stay together. Also talking about getting Christian out this week, which pretty well did backfire, as we know. That did not even happen this week, as we know who has been voted out. I was going to say evicted. This is not Big Brother. This is Survivor. But, so we were talking about getting Christian out. This is the second week they've talked about getting Christian out, in a row. Like, this is the second week that they want to get Christian out. Last week they wanted to get him out. Obviously, someone played an idol on him because he was worried that he would be in trouble. And I believe that was Davey that played it on Christian as well. So, obviously, Christian thinks, since he played an idol, there will be another idol out there. Always an idol. There's always an idol out there that will be played. There will always be one idol, at least, that's out there to play. Like, come on. This is Survivor. There is going to be an idol out there. Regardless of what happens, there will be an idol out there as well. So, you know, it's going to be... There will be an idol. It's more than likely it would happen. So, Gabby came looking for the idol with him. Christian did not find it, so obviously... He kind of split it. He kind of searched in sectors or whatever. Section two, kind of, there was one on the trail. The next section was like on the way back to camp. Another one was by the water. I guess another one was by tree mail as well. Then Christian looked up and there was this yarn, and it was actually the idol. The actual idol that he was seeking. He was looking for the idol. So it was right there under his nose. So immunity challenge. They will have to race out. They have to go and retrieve a ball. Then they have to go through a balance beam, I guess. While balancing the ball on a flat disc. And then from there they have to retrieve all three balls. And then once they're done that, they have to put it through a trap into a little hole where the ball will stay. Once the first person to put all three balls at the end of the trap will win immunity, say from tribal council. And then, of course, obviously, the others will be, someone will be voted out of the game. So the 10th person voted out, and the third member of the jury, I think he actually said jury. He actually mentioned the jury. I guess it's obvious he would do that because it is a jury. We are in the jury phase of the game now, obviously. So, okay, where was I? So, Davey dropped, and then Carl also dropped. Alec was across, and then Kara and Christian had theirs. And Alec had his second. Christian dropped. Also, Dan back with a third. And then, obviously, Dan was in the lead for a while. It was between Dan and Alec that were actually in the lead at the time. It was actually Dan and Alec that were in the lead, and then Dan and Alec were actually doing the putting the balls down the trap. So Alec was with one, then Kara drops, Alec with two, Dan drops, couldn't get any in his trap, and then Alec with his final one. Obviously Alec won the individual immunity, so he is safe from tribal council. He will not be voted out of this game whatsoever. And then, so when they got back to camp, Kara said it's going, going to tribal council. She can't wrap it around her head at this time. She just doesn't know what to expect, what to feel. With his tribal council, Dan has his idol as well, so the second idol that he has, and he more likely, I knew he was gonna play it. I knew Dan was gonna play it this week. I knew he was going to use it, obviously. And I'm trying to remember how in the world he ended up with two idols. I guess when they did the tri swap is when everything kind of changed. Everything changed around. So he had one from the first tribe he was with, which was Goliath. He was a Goliath. And then he went to Teeva. Then he had the idol from Teeva as well. So he had both different. He had both. What you might call it? He had two idols from both of those camps. Mine is the Davids, obviously. So she's scared for Dan, but hopes it doesn't, you know, hurt her game. And then also, talking about split the vote between Dan and Angelina. Allison thinks that the Goliaths are pulling a fast one. That's what Allison said. So she thinks that they are pulling a fast one on them, obviously. But and then also Alex said it will come down to, you know, the numbers. Also get out Christian next. So they're still talking about getting Christian out. Christian is still up on the target. He is public enemy number one at this point. I think he is, but it's tough. Like they've tried once already, tried to get Christian out, and it didn't work. Last time it didn't work. Will it work this time? That's a question to ask. So Kara has to change her game, obviously, and she is going to write down Dan's name. And then obviously Nick said they are, you know, segregated. That's a hard word to say. Segregated. So everybody's on the beach in different areas talking to one another, you know, trying to come up with the plan of attack on everything. And then Christian, Carl, and Mike, and Gabby, they're also, they're talking about, obviously, there is the advantages. The nullifier from Carl, Nick has the extra vote. And then there was one other advantage as well that was there. And then it was also the Christian actually had his idol, which nobody knows that Christian has it at this point. Right now, nobody knows that he has it. So it's he can pull it out anytime. And say, hey, I have an idol. I'm safe. Blah, blah, blah. But he is going to have to start playing idols left, right, and center from here on out. Definitely. So obviously talking about which, you know, plan do you go with? The extra vote, idol nullifier, or his idol? So obviously there's a lot of different things going on in his head. What is he going to do? So Tribal Council, they were talking about the last Tribal Council, obviously. As it was a big shocking Tribal Council. It was a shocking Tribal Council. It's crazy. That was a crazy Tribal Council. Also talking about to Allison, you know, the time to play the game. Obviously, talking about, like, you know, it is time to play this game at this point. Also, is it still David versus Goliath? Dan said yes. It's still pretty much David versus Goliath. I think so, because it seems like David's are staying strong. Excuse me. And then of course the Goliaths are staying strong. So there's two different. It's still divided. David versus Goliath at this point. It's still at that same point. So what was I saying? And then okay, so also talking about Christian, that okay, so Christian said, you know, was supposed to work with them to get out Angelina. So this whole plan to get Angelina out did not really work out too well. So Alex said play together, forget this whole David versus Goliath thing as well, like the buffs that they came in with on day one of this game. So obviously they are just, forget that they were David versus Goliath, play this game with one another. You know, obviously David versus Goliath at this point is done because they're merged. They are one tribe now. So they are one tribe. So this means like there are going to be new alliances formed within the whole game. So also, Nick stood up and obviously said he has a deal of vote. It's not an extra vote. It is an extra vote, and technically it's a steal of vote. He stole Ellison's vote. Ellison was not able to vote, and so Nick will have to vote twice, obviously. Kara said, you know, vote for Ellison tonight. So she said that to somebody. I don't know. I saw her, and she said, vote for someone. Vote for Ellison tonight? Like, what? So I'll tell you the votes. Dan plays his idol, and then, of course, Jeff Probst brings out this round disc. It is the idol nullifier. So honestly, Carl decided to nullify Dan's vote. So any votes against Dan will count, which I had like a smile on my face because I was so happy. Like, finally, they're going to get Dan out after they've been talking about getting Dan out a few weeks ago, that they want to get him out. And this is a good time now because this is a huge move. And this is good, especially it looks good on them, especially for the jury management part of things when it comes to the end of the game, especially. So the first vote was for Christian, 2 votes for Christian, 3 votes for Christian. I thought Christian was going to go, and I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But then we had 1 vote Angelina, 2 votes Angelina, 1 vote Dan, 2 votes Dan, 3 votes Dan. So it was tied 3 votes Dan, three votes Christian, 10th person voted out, and the third member of the jury was Dan, and I just had an uproar of a yes! Here in the studio when Dan got voted out. But I don't know why I'm saying yes, but it wasn't a yes. I was like, wow. Sorry. It wasn't yes. It was wow. I was completely shocked. I was like, wow, that's a huge move. That is a big, huge move in the game, especially. I'm thinking that is probably the biggest move you can ever make on Survivor. I think that's probably the biggest move I've seen ever on Survivor. I think that's going to go up there in the number on the top, Survivor moments ever. So, okay, and then, what was I saying? And Carl, held up his idol nullifier note. He said, bing, as you hear on the Family Feud. I think, oh yes, Family Feud. That's the sound you hear on Family Feud as well. So, it's back to five Davids, five Goliaths. Next week, when you think you're going to be betrayed, Hell Hath No Fury, and then Carl and Cabley are on a collision course as well. So that will be interesting to watch. I cannot wait to watch it. And with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything World TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media for updates and behind the scenes as well at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys back here next week, right on the same normal time, 9 p.m. Eastern, next Thursday night. Till then, have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to the Americans out there. We'll see you guys next week. Bye for now, guys.